He's resisting.
The voice was muffled and watery. Luke knew it had to be the Quarren speaking. Luke spun, his right arm still in the captain's grasp, in time to see the Quarren bringing his shoulder weapon into line, aiming at Luke. From that moment, things moved fast. Five lightsabers, Luke's not among them, snapped, hissed into colorful, humming life and were raised against possible attacks. One security agent, who looked to be a boy about Ben's age, twitched and fired, probably inadvertently. The bolt sped toward Luke. He leaned away from it, not feeling threatened, but Cam caught it on his blade and bounced it almost straight down into the permacrete. Han, a blaster suddenly in hand, a small, powerful civilian model, not his usual DL-44, fired, and the shot sheared through the boy's rifle, throwing the ruined weapon out of his hands. The Quarren didn't fire. There was now a lightsaber tipped poised directly beneath his neck. The blade belonged to none of the Jedi. The dark-haired woman held it, her hand rock steady, a curious smile on her face. The Quarren's gaze was on her now rather than on Luke. The security troops brought their weapons up, variously aiming at Han and the Jedi. But disciplined operatives, they held their fire, pending their captain's order. Savar, his expression ugly, turned toward the Quarren.
Niz, did you just not understand the word support role? Or are you stupid enough to violate my orders deliberately?
The Quarren hesitated.
You stiffened. The only reasonable conclusion was that he used a Jedi technique on you.
The only reasonable conclusion is that you're an idiot, and I don't see you putting your weapon down.
At Savar's words, a half squad of operatives aimed at the Quarren, though it was clear the woman with the saber needed no help. The Quarren, reluctant, lowered the device. He glanced between the woman and the troops covering him.
You shouldn't point weapons at me. It doesn't improve your prospects for survival.
Savar's expression became disdainful.
Now you're on record for threats. Worn out, petulant, whiny threats, come to think of it.
He turned to face Luke again. The Jedi, at Luke's nod, deactivated and stowed their lightsabers. So did the dark-haired woman. Han tucked his blaster away into a sheath at the small of his back. The troops finally lowered their rifles, though several kept an eye on the Quarren.
Nice shooting, Luke whispered to Han.
Han's expression was sour.
Short-barreled piece of junk. I was aiming at his nose.
Sure you were.
Savar led Luke to the personnel carrier that had landed directly in front. Its crew of security troopers, plus the woman in dark Jedi robes, and the Skakoan, packed in as well. Leia insisted that someone accompany Luke, and Savar chose Han.
Not a Jedi,
were his words. With Han Solo on one side and an empty seat on the other, Luke waited, listening as Savar, outside, addressed members of his detail.
Besson, you are the stupidest trooper I've ever had the displeasure to command. Who told you to shoot the prisoner?
No one, sir. I didn't mean...
Good answer. I didn't mean to. I'm just incompetent. Are you competent to do 200 push-ups for me?
The boy's tone became one of dejection.
Yes, sir.
Good. Sergeant Karn, come watch him do 200 push-ups, then acquire transport and watch him run back to the blockhouse on foot.
Han whispered.
To think I originally chose a military career.
You had a military career. You made the rank of general, then retired.
Don't rub it in.
Can you do 200 push-ups?
Shut up.
The troopers watched, eyes wide, as two of the most famous humans in the galaxy, one of them under arrest for a felony, made small talk. Savar, entering, slammed the transport side doors shut behind him, leaving them all illuminated by weak blue glow rods. He sat down beside Luke. As the transport lifted off, Han looked among the troopers.
Who wants to play some sabacc? I'll use my winnings for Master Skywalker's bail.